If you've ever thought about moving house across the city for a better job, but decided not to because stamp duty on selling and buying a house would be financially unbearable, then you're not alone. It's an example of what economists call the distorting effect of some taxes, limiting people's options for taking up new economic opportunities. At a national housing conference in Sydney today, experts from the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute will unveil a way for the states to address this challenge. Professor Richard Eccleston is one of the authors of the report. He told me earlier that a key step is moving away from lucrative but distorting transfer duties towards a fairer system centred on a property tax.
Transfer duties are a very lucrative source of revenue for state governments, but they're also one of our most inefficient taxes. I mean, it's been argued that if we abolish stamp duties, you know, the national economy would probably grow by $10 billion a year. So that's a big number. But it also, you know, really affects our communities. It affects the extent to which first home buyers can access the housing market. And also it affects our mobility and our ability to move.
You mentioned that $10 billion figure, but states and territories in your paper raised over $40 billion from property taxes in 2014-15. How would you ever wean them off that?
Well, that's the challenge. And, you know, the real dilemma is that with the property boom, particularly in Victoria and New South Wales over the last 5 years, in a sense, the prospects of reform have become more difficult because the states are more dependent on transfer duties. And that's one reason why it's important to have a 10 or a 15-year plan. And this is kind of what they've done in the ACT. So it's not really about using tax changes to try to manage a soft landing in the property market at the moment. It's about trying to ensure that in 10 or 20 years' time, we don't have the problems we're currently experiencing in terms of lack of access and affordability.
You mentioned the ACT. They've moved to a property tax. That's your proposal for the nation. It's been raised before, and it's really politics that gets in the way, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, these proposals have been around for as long as you and I, and I think we've both got some grey hair. But it's really dealing with the politics and thinking about not what our tax system looks like in an ideal system if we put something in the drinking water and, you know, all wake up and it's a whole new country, but thinking about the system that we've got at the moment and what the political barriers are. And what we've tried to do is thinking about, you know, a way of navigating that for the states. And for the states to make that transition from transfer duties to a broad-based property tax is actually more difficult than the ACT, because there they've merged local government and state government. So it's really about having a longer-term plan. So we need more efficient and coherent administration. We need local government and state governments to work together. We're pretty much the only country in the world where you've got two levels of government sort of fighting over the same tax base. Once you've got those foundations in place, we think there's a lot to do to actually simplify stamp duties. We can't wean the states off them overnight, because that would leave a huge black hole in state budgets. But as a foundation, you can have a much simpler and fairer transfer duty, and we're going to release some of that modelling today.
And so who would win in terms of households and who would lose?
Well, I think a lot's at stake for the community, and that's the big picture which I think political parties and our political leaders need to grapple with. But if we do make that transition to a broad-based land tax, it's going to be younger Australians. It's going to be Australians who are trying to get their foot in the housing market. The people who benefit are those people who are likely to move home over the course of their life.
So would we see, as a result of these measures specifically, falling house prices?
One reason why we propose an incremental strategy, phasing out stamp duties very gradually, is so we can actually see what the impacts are on markets. I mean, if we pull out an economics textbook and we say that there's going to be a recurrent tax on property, including the principal place of residence, all things being equal, property prices should grow less quickly than they otherwise would.
And so the appetite for this, we know that the story is not good, but are we getting to some sort of a threshold point, do you think, where the crisis in our cities, the issue of lack of mobility, the drag on the economy because of that, is that, do you think, likely to
I think this is a political question, and a lot of us have thought long and hard about it. I mean, I think there is a recognition that we can't go on. I mean, traditionally it used to be kind of framed as a conflict between homeowners and, you know, renters or aspiring homeowners. But I think even homeowners and Australia's 2 million landlords understand that the situation can't go on. their children, their grandchildren are being locked out of the housing market. You know, the 10 million Australians that are going to be living in rental accommodation, I mean, they need better quality accommodation that's more suitable for the lives that we're going to have to live.
Professor Eccleston, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Professor Richard Eccleston from the University of Tasmania.